This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There's going to be a meeting in Washington this week that could be a big deal for the airline passenger public. An FAA advisory committee is going to finalize rules for when we can use electronics on airplanes. Expectations are that the rules are going to be relaxed, which could be, depending on how you think about it, both a blessing and a curse. Farhad Manju covers technology for the Wall Street Journal. Farhad, good to have you with us.
Hey, good to be here.
Can we now say, to quote the New York Times, that mass travel has met mass communications possibly?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, and thankfully, I mean, it took so long for this very sensible change to happen. So hopefully we will soon be able to use the internet, use our devices as we do everywhere else.
Why has it taken so long?
You know, there were for a long time, I think there were these safety fears, but they weren't really proven. There was no evidence for them in many of the studies that had been done.
How much of this has been occasioned, do you suppose, by the fact that we now have live television on airplanes? We now have Wi-Fi, even though it's spotty and really expensive. I mean, we've got all this stuff.
You know, I used to think about the plane as kind of a break from all of the other stuff that we have going on. It was this place that where, you know, I used to get a print newspaper before I got on a plane because that was the only thing you kind of, you know, you were allowed to do. Now I think of it as working time, especially now that we have internet on the plane. I can do a lot of work on there, and I can't anymore kind of justify those 10 minutes or whatever that, you know, I just have to sit there and kind of not do anything.
Okay, but is it a good thing that it's work time now for you, or is it a bad thing?
Well, it depends on who you ask, right?
Well, I'm asking you.
It's good for my boss.
That's right.
You know, I think it's good. You know, I live in California. I often have to fly to the East Coast. And if I can't do any work on that flight, it's a whole day. It's a whole work day gone. I mean, I think that you could argue that it's making us more productive. I think you could also argue that it's, you know, eating up into any kind of leisure time that we used to have. I think some people kind of looked forward to the plane because that would be the one time where they wouldn't have to, like, respond to their furious emails from their bosses or colleagues. They could credibly claim an excuse for that, and now you can't.
Farhad Manju, he covers technology for the Wall Street Journal. Farhad, thanks a bunch.
Hey, thanks.